they were getting in the market, and they were more scarcer, and they just put them up. I never heard them being out of my life. Usually around a quarter.
Yeah.
Maybe 29 cents. So that's about what we usually run around a quarter. 29 cents. We give for them if we buy. We usually used to keep it all the time. But after we, I eat this out of the car, I like it out of the same bed. Grows under the canvas. I've said it out and had it head in the garden.
Yeah, it grows under the what?
Canvas. The canvas, put a canvas over the plant bed and it eats this plant bed and makes it tender. I have a mustard bed out there I sowed. I burned it and then worked it up and sowed the mustard, fertilized it and sowed it and put a canvas over it, makes it tender.
Mm-hmm.
And we still make it now.
I have a mustard bed.
We've been having it now. I've been burnt 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And still eats very good. It's not quite as tender as it was, you know, when I first started on it. And cabbages, they'll be big enough potatoes both pretty quick. We'll have potatoes and cabbage to eat. You did raise strawberries, but plowed them up, set them out again and freeze killed them plants. And I mean, I've had bought a few, I guess, out of Slumia. Found some and bought them.
Did raise strawberries
there. It don't need a gallon. Some of them getting 2 1/4 gallon for different places.
Oh.
It might have high. But I really like those strawberries. You like strawberries?
Yeah.
Really, really, you can fix them so many different ways, you know. They're delicious, I think. Of course, they're shipping here from California and they had them shipped. I went to the grocery store one day and I saw the great big crate. I asked the guy how much it was. He said there's almost 2 gallons. And it was $4.80. Size of the tax on them. I told him, I said, $5.80, that's what it was. And I say $3 a gallon. It wasn't a gallon, it wasn't 2 gallons of them. It'd been over that much. I told him, I believe that's just a little too easy. I bought a quart just to fix the dirt that's on
$5
to get them. But I did buy these 3 gallons out on this side of the Columbia, but coming down the highway and spied these women picking the women down. Went back and asked them, I thought maybe they're picking themselves. I said, no, they're picking these shoes. Said, we don't pick them. We don't live here. That lady up there, one of them lived in bed, I don't think. When I was husband dead, they live there together. They have honey, they put up honey. Rob them bees, strain it out in that down. Do you ever see anything like it going?
I've never seen one.
They just like we used to make molasses. You ever seen what I make salt molasses? Well, that's one of these great uncles of mine come from Alabama. It was one of the best cookers I ever seen. We'd plant sorghum, my daddy would,
we'd make molasses.
Now, he'd make molasses. Cook them just like cooking anything on the stove. We had a great big pan, and the juice comes in off the out of the mill and through a pipe on one end, and when it goes on down, as he cooks it, goes down and gets on the far end. It's usually ready to let go in and make sorghum. It's already cooked in sorghum. Ready to go up in a big kettle.
Mm-hmm.
And then cook a kettle a day. By night then, they'll strain it up and put two buckets and sell it. And we used to get 40 or 50 cents a gallon for them when I was young. Now, they cost you $2.50 to $3 for a little bucket, a half gallon. See, the labor's got it different. Back at the end, my father would give people 2 gallons a day to help us work in it. Strip the leaves off the cane and cut the heads off. Then we'd take a slide and load it up and slide it off and put it and stack it right close to the mill. Then there'd be somebody sitting at that mill feeding it, sticking it in the two great big rollers, rolled against right against one another, just roll. Just take this sorghum in. And that's you, son, this great big stream of juice running like a spring running off over here.